Number 8. If you've ever wanted to get up close and personal with wild animals, the Galapagos Islands is the place for you. Hundreds of endemic species make their home on the islands, which are 1,000 kilometers from the coast of South America. And the animals are not afraid of you. They lived on the remote islands for thousands of years before ever coming into contact with humans. So they seem to have no fear of us, making the area a photographer's dream. In order to protect the fragile ecosystem, very few hotels are permitted on the islands. Most travelers choose to visit by ship, taking day trips to the islands and returning to the ship at night to eat and sleep. Ships are limited to 100 passengers, so you won't find the shopping malls, water slides, and other luxuries offered by large cruise ships. When you're ready to get into the water yourself, take a trip to La Loberia on San Cristobal Island. While you certainly won't be disappointed by the many turtles and tropical fish, it's the sea lions that are the main attraction. You'll see plenty of them underwater, and some playful ones might swim right up to you, as curious about you as you are about them. Those looking for exercise can hike up an active volcano. Sierra Negra Volcano rises more than 1,000 meters above Isabella Island, and it can be a fun challenge to get to the top. Hikers are advised to wear sturdy shoes and to bring plenty of food and water. You won't find any nice restaurants waiting for you at the top. You will, however, find beautiful scenery if the weather holds. Finally, no trip to the Galapagos is complete without a stop at the Charles Darwin Research Station. As you walk among the different buildings and learn about the island's history and conservation efforts, you'll even see some Galapagos giant tortoises along the paths. The Galapagos Islands feature nature through and through.